Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Eve, and I'm broadcasting live on Christmas Eve. I'll be broadcasting live on Christmas Day, too. A whole brand new Small Business Advocate Show tomorrow, live and in person, right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. But today, right now, as we wrap up this hour, Eva Rosenberg is still with us. Eva is the original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is the tax mama. She is one of the great enrolled agents of all time. Aren't you in the Hall of Fame, Eva?
The Hall of Shame, yes.
No, there ought to be an EA Hall of Fame, I think, and you'd be in the first class if there was one. If they ever create one, we'll have to make sure that happens. Even
well,
thanks
thank
again
you.
For hanging out with us. So the old Price is Right show where the guy, the announcer, said, "What's behind door number 5? A new car." What happens? You know, I actually am part of an organization that for the last few years has been giving away a new car, and I have a friend who one of the organizations that he and I both belong to, they have part of the organization has a raffle, and so you put $100 into this raffle, and you get a chance to win a brand new 2014 Corvette.
Wow!
He won the doggone Corvette.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And what did he say about the taxes? That was
the second thing he said after he won the tax. He told me he won the car. He said, "Do you have any idea how much this is going to cost me?"
Yeah. You know, the other day I was listening to a radio commercial from a local casino. We've got the Indian casinos in California.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about...
You weren't in the casino. You were listening to the radio station coming from the casino.
No, I was listening to the radio.
I want to make sure
to
people
radio
think you
station.
Were actually in the casino. Okay, go ahead.
I was just listening to the radio station. They're not close enough to
right.
just wander over. it's like a day project. But they were saying, come on down Sunday and win a brand new Mercedes-Benz.
Wow.
And I thought, well, that sounds neat. My car, you know, the paint is a little shot. It's getting a little old. It'll be 20 years old soon. It actually is 20 years old now. That would be nice to win a new Mercedes. And then I started thinking about the cost. Well, let's see. First of all, you've got the sales tax.
So what's that going to be,
2%?
2% or so?
California is about 10%.
Well, are you serious?
Yeah.
Sales tax in California is 10%?
Just about,
If you buy a $30,000 car, you pay $3,000 in taxes?
It depends on which county you're in. You might even be 11.
Unbelievable.
So,
okay, go ahead.
So you've got that.
Wow.
Then you've got the
registration.
Like Denmark.
It sounds like Denmark.
Except we don't have the sex change.
Right,
year.
Exactly, yeah.
But then we have the registration on the car. And then we have the federal and state income tax. And I'm thinking, you know, if I were to lease a Mercedes, it might cost me $700 a month. That's what,
mm-hmm.
$8,400 a year?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to need out of pocket is $8,400. If I win the Mercedes, which let's say is a $50,000 car, I might have to come up with over $25,000 in the first year. I thought, you know, that's not such a good deal. You know, that's a lot of money. And I heard from one person.
So it might be a good gift from an asset standpoint, but it will not be a good cash flow gift.
Absolutely not. You know, I heard from one person who had won something like that and was aghast at how much it would cost them taxes. They tried to sell it, and they couldn't sell it. So they had to pay the taxes.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a little scary. So, folks, you know, if you're involved with an organization that's giving away these things, you know,
mm-hmm.
raffling them up or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you have to issue the 1099s.
Right.
To make sure that you do that, and if the person wins it, if there's a way to give them an option to take cash versus the vehicle, which you usually don't have the money.
My friend did have that option. He could have taken the money.
Yeah, and so he wanted the car.
Right.
So if they have the option, the cash is easier because, you know, I watch.
You still have to pay the taxes. You don't have to. You wouldn't have to pay. In your case, you wouldn't have to pay the sales tax on the car.
Right.
You just have to pay state and local. I mean, state and federal income.
You get the cash with which to pay the tax.
Right, no phantom income.
That's right. So I'm sitting there watching things like Wheel of Fortune, and I'm looking at the prizes that they're winning and the money. And when they're winning mostly prizes, I just sit there computing, yeah, how much do you need out of pocket to pay for that prize?
You're really a buzzkill at that point, aren't you?
Yeah, really.
Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Good job. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, everyone.
See
and
you
have
next
a
time.
Less taxing year.
Thanks, Eva. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. TaxMama.com. Check out her website. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.